This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Rarely do we turn the mics on and I feel like I know you're going to shoot down everything I say more than this moment right now.
Yeah, probably.
There's a story out on things you can do to cut your heating costs.
Hey, save
and every year... 6 months removed from about this time, there's a story that says, we know it's really hot out there. Here's how to keep your AC from running all the time.
You see, I want to run my AC all the time, so I don't need tips on how to avoid it.
Can I just say this? When I had to have my air conditioner replaced a couple years ago, and when the guy came in, he did everything. He's like, everything looks great. You know what temperature to set your AC at? I'm like, well, I don't know. What do the professionals recommend? Do you know what that number is?
It should be start with a 6.
74 is what you should run your AC
at. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Then why even have it?
Because it's 74 is much cooler than what your house would be without it. 74 is plenty cool. You run it in the 60s.
69.
Oh, so that's what I have my heat set to.
At
my
60, heat. Then you should have your AC. Then
no.
All year round, you're the same consistent temperature.
Actually, I'm a 68 to 74. So my Nest thermostat keeps my house.
That's bad. That is so
bad. It's not bad. That's what they recommend,
It's
dude.
Bad for your system and your house.
For my system. Dude, send the HVAC guy sitting across from me.
Dude, when you're at 69, your house contracts. And then at 74, it expands and then contracts. You're just doing harm.
You know what my house is doing?
What's that?
Breathe.
No, it's been asphyxiated. It's going to die.
All right. So here's some simple, if you don't have an inferno raging in your house right now, here's some ways to cut your heating costs.
Okay.
I can already tell you, I'm almost done
with
this.
These are terrible.
First things first, lower your thermostat.
Okay,
just a few degrees cooler won't be all that noticeable, and it could save you hundreds of dollars.
It's noticeable. I'll spend the extra for that heat.
Can I ask, do you know what your heat number is?
71.
Why not 69? It should be at the same temperature. You just said this.
You're right. I used to, but now.
You're a hypocrite.
No, because we've had some colder sub-zero temperatures at night, so I was kind of forced to crank it up.
Do you know what the other thing the Nest does?
What's that?
If you don't walk in front of it for a while, it goes into like eco mode. So like when we went away for a long weekend, I forgot to like tell it we're on our way back.
Oh.
So you come into the house and it's like 60. It just goes, and it does the same thing at night. If you haven't moved around, it's like you can handle it. Your body's kind of hibernating.
Dude, that's bad.
So my house is freaking cold
but
at night.
It's got to work extra hard, though.
It does kind of work hard.
Yep.
Next, utilize zone heating.
The hell does that mean?
Don't heat rooms you don't use. So, you know, like you can cover up some of your vents in rooms that you're not really going into
and
close the door.
Okay.
So then, yeah, because you live alone and you've got a bunch of rooms.
That I have bedrooms I forget I have and bathrooms, so I'll keep the door shut.
What's it like having a west wing in your house, Steve? Next. Oh, I hate this one
because
I had this growing up.
It's going to make you wear something stupid.
Get yourself a heated blanket.
See? So I got to walk around with that all over.
Well, they're just saying while you sleep, if you have that blanket. But I just remember lying there in terror, knowing my parents didn't go out and spend high dollar on this electric blanket.
That's true.
So it's just some dude had wired a wire through a blanket and sewn it in there. They say you won't be uncomfortable while you sleep and you'll even crave a cooler room. So you can crawl under your blanket.
Oh, wait. So my electric blanket's so hot that I have to crank up the AC now.
It helps mitigate the fact that you just, in step one, we turned our thermostats down. I mean, you didn't because you're like, I'll just throw money at it.
Exactly.
Finally, this is where I get off the train.
I knew it was going to be something dumb.
Wear socks and slippers.
I knew it was going to be wearing something silly. I know.
I got to start gearing up to go to bed. Stupid.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.